Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We enjoy your company, folks, and we appreciate all the great things that you're doing. Speaking of doing great things, join me by phone. We have Rich Fiesta with the Alliance for Retired Americans. Rich, welcome back.
Thanks, Charles, and as always, great to be back with you.
Rich, we appreciate your efforts and the efforts of all of your members all across the United States. Rich, before the interview, you and I were talking for a little bit. You are buoyed by the response that Americans from all over the country in regards to the congressional effort to do away with ethics oversight. Do you think that the voters are getting more engaged in the process?
I hope so, and based on just this first week of this new Congress, actually the first day of this new Congress, it seems that way, that it looked like the Ryan majority in the U.S. House wanted to do away with their independent ethics oversight organization, literally in the middle of the night before, where they had this secret vote that wasn't recorded in a secret meeting that they could then stuff it into the House rules that you vote on by party line the next day, and enough got out that people reacted, people made news, made noise, and it ended up being reversed. So that's a good first 24 hours for good government, and it also shows people are watching.
Absolutely, and I got to tell you, by the time I had reached my congressional office, and I was speaking to a staffer who was obviously very harried by the volume of calls that they had gotten. That was a good sign to me. And how do we keep that momentum going?
Well, it's being active and being engaged. We at the Alliance for Retired Americans today, we're recording on January 4th, we're doing a nationwide call in to your member of Congress and senators saying don't cut Medicare or Medicaid or the positive things of the Affordable Care Act. And you just have to be involved. You have to pick up the phone or type on your computer screen or attend a meeting or a rally and be informed and be engaged and be active. So there's no substitute for it, Charles.
Absolutely not. And the Alliance for Retired Americans has chapters in all 50 states, about 4 million members across the United States, and a website with a lot of good, well-written boilerplate reports on what's going on and what people can do.
Yes, and believe me, right now we're fighting a lot of fronts, as I mentioned, on Medicare, Medicaid, and good things in the Affordable Care Act, but also on Social Security. We have the chairman of the Social Security Subcommittee in the House just introduced a bill right before the break that would basically cut Social Security benefits across the board. So we have to be vigilant and careful everywhere.
Cutting Social Security doesn't test well with any demographic, does it?
No, and it makes zero economic sense because Social Security benefits that are delivered are spent. It's a great engine factor in our economy, but more importantly, we have nearly 50 million Americans who depend on their Social Security benefits every month for their very economic survival. So it's an important thing, both at the individual level and at the national level as well.
What about those people on Capitol Hill and elsewhere that say we as America can't afford Social Security, Medicare, or Medicaid?
Yes, we can. And absolutely, we can. Well, first on Social Security, it's not the government's money. It's our money, the money that we put in from work that our employers matched. So there's no government money involved with it. Same with a large part of Medicare, too. If wages are made and Social Security and Medicare withholdings are taken out, and it's important for the foundation of a secure retirement. So, you know, these folks that say we can't afford it, first don't understand the system and how it operates, and secondly, don't realize how important it is for the basically everyday survival of older and disabled Americans.
Right. And when you say disabled Americans, don't forget a lot of U.S. military veterans that have been injured in war rely on this too.
That's right. Social Security disability benefits and eligibility either through the VA system and or Medicare are extremely important to our veterans as well.
Rich, there are some simple fixes that are out there that would increase the longevity of the system, provide it with a greater depth. What are some of those and why are people fighting them?
Yeah, there's some very, you want to fix Social Security for a long time. There's an artificial cap that this year in 2017, it's just a bit over $127,000. So if you make more than that, you don't pay Social Security taxes. So for the very wealthy, it's another loophole. If you scrap the cap, is the easy way to call it, over time, you don't have to do it at once, but you could do it over 5 or 10 years. You'd create a lot more revenue into the Social Security Trust Fund. So it makes the trust fund, for all those economist types, sound. And it also gives us the ability to raise benefits. You know, the average Social Security benefit is only about $15,000 a year. And if you're a woman, it's even a couple thousand dollars less. So it's a very important but modest benefit. And if by scrapping the cap, we can raise the standard of living by raising benefits and make the trust fund stronger for a long time.
Is there anything else about these programs that the American public should know? On, you know, just why they should be there or their stability?
Sure. These are in both Social Security and Medicare, and let's not forget Medicaid, because Medicaid is very important to older Americans, especially those that need long-term care, nursing home care as well. They are important for the stability of the economic well-being of millions, actually tens of millions of Americans. They are very low cost to administer. You compare Medicare to private insurance companies, it's not even close. Just a couple of percent in administration costs versus double-digit percents in administration costs. So the money is going towards healthcare and healthcare delivery. It's very important. And they're also helping to drive overall health care costs down as Medicare sets standards for better delivery and better quality of care as well.
Rich, how can we join the Alliance for Retired Americans?
Well, Charles, we're easy to find. www.retiredamericans.org is our website. We also have a Facebook page as well. You can find through the website or on our own. But we are easy to join, and also on our website you can find our state chapters around the country, too, and information on how to reach out to them.
Fantastic. Any final words for us today, Rich?
Well, 2017 is going to present a lot of challenges. I mean, just starting here right in the first week of January, where we're seeing Medicare, Medicaid, and healthcare in general under assault, and that's going to continue for the next several months, well into springtime. On top of that, we have to be very careful on what some folks are going to try to do to privatize or severely cut Social Security. That may be another track we're going to have to also fight early in this year as well. So be informed, stay informed, and be active is the best advice I can give for right now.
Absolutely. And Rich, we're going to get you on here more often to talk about these issues. This is so very vitally important. You know, we were just talking with Will Fisher from the Union Veterans Council. The assault against the VA hospitals, the assault against Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security. This is just, it's wrong. That's all there is to it. It's just wrong.
Absolutely. Broken promises, and we, the Alliance, work very closely with Will and the Union Veterans Council. So we have to have a united front on these very important issues.
Absolutely. One more time, how can we join?
Sure. www.retiredamericans.org. Easy to find us and easy to navigate website.
Rich, if there's anything we can do, please let us know. In the meantime, we got to get going. It's Rich Fiesta of the Alliance for Retired Americans. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to The Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio.